Hello and welcome to the main headlines edition of today's Upset Mama podcast. It's Sunday the 21st of June 2015 and here are some of the headlines that are quite important today. George Osborne and Ian Duncan Smith have confirmed that they will slash spending on benefits by £12 billion a year. Writing in the Sunday Times, they say they will announce significant cuts to return the welfare budget to sanity. Meanwhile, child poverty is on course for the biggest rise in a generation, reversing years of progress that began in the late 1990s. Of course, this follows anti-austerity marches that happened yesterday here in London. And the government, they have to do what they have to do. Tycoons are preparing to launch a £20 million campaign to persuade the British public to leave the European Union. Organisers of the campaign, including some of the country's richest entrepreneurs and business people, are already in talks with sports stars and celebrities to act as ambassadors, according to the Sunday Telegraph. The provisional title is "No Thanks, We're Going Global." I don't know how that's going to pan out, but we'll have to see. Controversial UK scientist Sir Tim Hunt, I spoke about him yesterday, if you were listening. He says hundreds of female scientists have written to support him in the wake of the row triggered by his headline-grabbing remarks about women in science. He told The Observer his inbox is bulging with touching emails from young women scientists who have been kind enough to write and thank him for inspiring them and helping them on their way. And that is nice. A former Miss GB says Dragon's Den star Duncan Bannatyne threatened to expose naked photographs of her. Michelle Evans, who publicly dumped the businessman last week using his famous phrase "I'm out" on Twitter, claims he... Well, that's not his phrase. That sounded wrong. "I'm out" on Twitter is not his phrase. His phrase is "I'm out." She did it on Twitter. She claims that he asked her to send him naked photographs, then threatened to leak them, leaving her feeling violated. To be honest, Duncan Bannatyne, it wouldn't surprise me if that was the kind of thing that he wanted to do. Seriously, it would not surprise me one bit. Next up, one of Britain's most senior fund managers says it's time to hold physical cash. Ian Spreadbury, who invests more than £4 billion of investors' money across a range of bond funds for Fidelity, is warning of a systematic event which could rock markets, possibly similar in magnitude to the financial crisis of 2008, which began in Britain with a run on Northern Rock. Interesting. I don't really carry cash. I pay almost everything these days with a debit card. Yeah, so maybe I should start carrying 20 quid in my pocket. For a little emergencies, you know, who knows. A vaccine for meningitis B will be offered to all babies, according to the government. All newborn babies in England and Scotland are to be offered the vaccine to combat the deadly infection from September. It will be given to babies at 2 months, 4 months and 12 months old. It's the first national publicly funded programme against the deadly infection in the world. There you go. I could be the next Top Gear host. In the world. I love that. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators have marched through London protesting against the Tory government's austerity measures. Comedian Russell Brand and singer Charlotte Church both spoke at the rally. Church branded austerity unethical, unfair and unnecessary as she joined the quarter of a million demonstrators. And of course the first story I led on was about the cuts. So doesn't really matter, does it? Let me see. Bill Gates says the UK's foreign aid budget is not wasted. The businessman says the British public should be proud of the government's foreign aid and what it achieves. Writing in the Sunday Telegraph, he says British taxpayers are getting excellent value for their money and making a transformational difference in the lives of the world's poorest. Let's have a look at some other world news. At least 1,000 people gathered outside the Columbia, South Carolina State House yesterday to protest the Confederate battle flag flown on the grounds. The protest follows a Wednesday night shooting in Charleston on a historically black church that killed 9 people. Suspected gunman Dylan Roof reportedly posted a white supremacist manifesto on a website registered in his name. Governor Nikki Haley doesn't have the authority to remove the flag herself. Both General Assembly chambers must pass a 2/3 vote to change part of a state house monument. Authorities are closing in on Friendship, New York, after a witness reported seeing escaped inmates Richard Matt and David Sweat along a railroad line, Railroad line Saturday, according to New York State Police. The convicted murderers have been on the run for 16 days now after using power tools to escape from Clinton Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Friendship, which is a small town near the Pennsylvania border, is more than 300 miles southwest of the prison. And finally, Washington Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer fell just short of throwing a perfect game Saturday night against the Pittsburgh Pirates. After retiring 26 straight batters, Scherzer pitched an inside slider that hit pinch hitter Jose Tabata in the elbow. Scherzer quickly regrouped and ended the 6-0 game by prompting a flyout from Josh Harrison. He is just the second pitcher in Nats history to notch a no-hitter. And if you understood any of that, you're doing better than me. I know nothing about, I'm assuming it's baseball. I know nothing about baseball. So there you go. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. Remember to take care of yourselves. Goodbye for now.